This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has underscored the need to develop villages as the first step toward building a Viksit Bharat. He said this during the program of Bhavali Ali Dham related to the Bharwat Samaj of Gujarat through video message. Mr. Modi highlighted the importance of collective efforts, reiterating his statement from the Red Fort about Sabka Prayas being the nation's greatest strength.
ભારત ને વિકસિત ભારત બનાવવાનું એનો પ્રથમ પડાવ મારી દ્રષ્ટિએ આપણા ગામડાઓને વિકસિત કરવા જોઈએ. આજે પ્રકૃતિ અને પશુધનની સેવા એ તો આપણો સહજ ધર્મ છે.
Mr. Modi emphasized on the importance of education for empowering the community through modernity as the way forward. The Prime Minister urged the community's children, especially daughters, to excel academically and contribute to a stronger society. BJP has issued a whip to its Lok Sabha members, directing them to be present in the lower house today. Sources said the whip has been issued as the house is scheduled to apply guillotine over demand for grants of different ministries in respect of the union budget. The Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority, PFRDA, has notified regulations for operationalization of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. This follows the UPS notification in January this year by the Government of India for central government employees covered under NPS. The regulations will come into effect from the 1st of next month. These regulations enable enrollment of three categories of central government employees. The first category includes an existing central government employee in service as on 1st of April 2025, who is covered under NPS, while the second category includes new recruit in the central government services who join services on or after the first day of April 2025. The third category includes a central government employee who were part of the NPS and retired on or before March 31, 2025, whether through regular retirement, voluntary retirement, or retirement under Fundamental Rules 56J and is eligible for UPS. Assam government has decided that all shops and business establishments will be allowed to remain open 24 hours in Guwahati, Dibrugarh and Silchar. Addressing a press conference, Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sharma said, State Cabinet has approved a policy allowing shops and business establishments, except liquor outlets, to operate 24 hours a day in the capital city and the two important towns of the state. He said in other towns, all shops will be allowed to remain open till 2 a.m., while the limit will be 11 p.m. in rural areas. However, the workers will work for a maximum of 9 hours. So there has to be three shifts if anyone wants to operate 24 hours. In Israel, the cabinet has voted unanimously to dismiss Ronen Bar, the chief of the country's internal security service, Shin Bet. This marks the first time in Israeli history that a government has fired the head of the domestic security agency. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu informed the cabinet late last night that he had lost confidence in Bar following the Hamas attack on southern Israel on October 7, 2023. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. The power outage also led to a significant power outage and left over 16,000 homes without electricity. In a social media post this morning, the airport authority advised the passengers not to travel and contact their respective airlines for further details. India will host the 11th Asian Swimming Championship at the Naranpura Sports Complex in Ahmedabad. The Swimming Federation of India announced that it has received in principle approval from both the Gujarat government and Asia Aquatics to organize the championship. The event will take place from October 1 to 15th. The championship will feature swimming, diving, artistic swimming and water polo. In squash, India's Akanksha Salunkhe will lock horns with compatriot Anahat Singh in an all-Indian women's final at the SRFI Indian Tour 2025 in Chennai this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. The domestic benchmark indices opened in red today amid mixed global cues as selling was seen in the IT sector in the early trade. Sensex declined 253 points to 76,095 in early trade, while Nifty dropped 58 points to 23,133. That's the end of this news bulletin.